Well, look, Nath, very excited for our next guest. This is huge. Get the round of applause ready for a man that has been a member of the Tasmanian Liberal Party since 2002. He is a qualified black belt instructor in the martial arts of Taekwondo.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Sagittarius, and Sagittarius are extroverted, optimistic, and enthusiastic.
Ooh, I wonder what his day says today in the star signs. We should have found that out for him.
He could have been an AFL player, potentially playing for our first Tasmanian team, wow, if not for injuries, robbing him of such a promising career. Most people confuse him with a young Bruce Willis. I'm talking about our premier. Please welcome to the show, Peter Gunn.
Pete, welcome.
Hang on, I've just got to compose myself. Your introductions are getting better and better, lads.
Well, Pete, we're moving
a young Bruce Willis.
Well, that's the thing, Pete. We're moving into an election, mate. We've got to ramp things up a little bit. You know what I mean?
That's the nicest thing I think anyone has ever said about.
Oh, stop it,
come
mate.
Come on, Pete. Your wife wrote that through for us, so we just tell her what you...
We don't even come up with it. Your team sent it to us. They go, the only way Pete will come on the show if you read these things and say these things. Pete, how are things going, mate? How is the old election battle heating up?
Well, look, I've been all around the state for the last few weeks, and yeah, from everywhere I've been, from Dover through to King Island, it's been just fantastic. People have been very supportive, very positive. We've been rolling out a strong plan for Tasmania to ensure that we can provide certainty and secure Tasmania's future. And so, look, it's been good. Busy, but good.
Good busy, which good is busy. Always good.
Can I ask you, Pete?
Can I just on that? And I'd yeah. say, look, the one thing that I would never, ever do would be to take anything for granted. We've got a lot of hard work to do, and... I'm just very thankful that Tasmanians over the last 12 months have been prepared to work with me to ensure that we've got Tasmania to the safest place on the planet as a starting point, which I think puts us in a really good spot to leverage off and move forward.
Can I ask you, Peter, how you personally going? Like, a lot has happened, but it feels like only yesterday that old Willie Hodgman went, see you guys, I'm out.
Yeah.
And then you came to be our new premier. And then, COVID, all this stuff's happened now in an election. How's it been for you? Does that feel like yesterday? Does it feel like there's been a lot of time? How do you feel?
Look, it's interesting. Somebody said to me a couple of weeks ago that the last 12, 15 months have been the longest, shortest period that they've ever experienced. And at times it's felt like that. I must admit, when I think back to where we were in March, April and May of last year, people weren't on the streets, businesses were closed. It just was very, very strange. And then now we're at a point where our economy's booming, leading the country. We've got jobs back. It's been an extraordinary year, but I'm really pleased that Tasmanians have worked with us, with me and the government through this. We've got a clear plan, and it's worked.
Absolutely.
We've kept people safe, and people are now confident and are spending again.
That's the thing, Pete. I mean, we are absolutely the envy of everywhere else, not just in the country, but in the world. People going, how are you just operating so normal and you have been doing so for so long? But one thing I did want to bring up, Pete, if we can talk about it. I mean, you talk about the plan. And I know one of the big things you guys are working on, delivering better healthcare for Tasmanians as well. Now, we know Beck and the Labor Party, they have said the other day that 7 years of Liberal government, the crisis in our health and hospital system has never been worse. What do you say to that? And what's the plan moving forward for Peter Gutwin government in improving Tassie healthcare?
Well, one of the things that I've been very proud of over the period in terms of our financial management is that we've been able to invest record amounts every year into health. What people forget is that right now today, over the next 4 years, we're spending $4 billion more than what was in the last Labor Green budget 7 years ago. So we've got a 70% increase in funding into health. We put on 1,500 more staff. That's the equivalent of two small hospitals around the state. But the one thing that we do know is that we have an ageing population. We've got, unfortunately, a lot of Tasmanians that have underlying health conditions, and demand keeps increasing. And so, my commitment to Tasmanians is that we'll continue to invest, that we'll continue to roll out sensible policies and ensure that we put health front and centre in terms of our thinking. I must say, I've looked at some of the policies that the other side have put out, and to be frank, it's as if the budget's a magic pudding, to be honest. We're investing record amounts, and we'll continue to do so. But as part of our plan, one of the key things that I want to see is a strong growing economy, because if we've got a strong growing economy, then we've got the revenues to invest more into health and education and other essential services. And without that, you really find that we'd be back into 2010, 2014 type territory again, where we had a recession and there were savage cuts that were inflicted by the last minority government on health. I don't want to see that. I want to roll out sensible health policies. That's exactly what we're doing. Policies that we can afford, and importantly, policies that will deliver better health services to Tasmanians.
Pete, can I ask you how confident you are in getting that majority government? I know you said you wouldn't lead if it is a minority. Are you feeling confident within your team that you will have the numbers?
Look, I've always gone into elections with the view that that I'm going to lose. That's okay. The bottom line. I think that you've got to accept that at the end of the day, democracy is a fantastic thing and people will make their choice. But all I can do is every day is talk to Tasmanians about the clear plan that we've got, the certainty I want to provide, the policies that I believe will secure the state's future. And importantly, I think what we're seeing at the moment is demonstration that that clear plan is working. As I've said, we've kept Tasmania safe. Confidence has gone up. We've got investment occurring again. The jobs that we lost last year, are back. We've got fantastic growth in our economy, and there's opportunity there for people. Now what's important is that we build off that base with the policies that we're providing and keep moving forward.
Pete, one of the big policies, of course, you guys have got in here that I'm reading here, the high-vis army. Can you tell me about the high-vis army, Pete, and what can we expect from a Liberal government if you bring in the high-vis army?
Well, one of the challenges that we've got, and it's also, I think, the single largest opportunity that we have, is that at the moment our construction sector, our civil sector, are just at capacity. They just simply don't have enough people to do the work that's in front of them. And that is a fantastic problem to have, but it's also a great opportunity. Because what it means is that we can train up and skill more young Tasmanians, more regional Tasmanians, to provide them an opportunity in construction and civil works. And importantly, we know that if we've got growth in the construction sector, because of the long supply chain, it touches just about everybody, that aggregate demand grows in our economy and we see more people spending in our pubs and our restaurants and our retail sector. And that's exactly what's happening at the moment. Almost every sector in Tasmania is on the rise. And so in terms of the high-vis army, we need more people, men and women, to work in construction, to work in civil, to support that sector. And our TAFE policy that we've rolled out, and I won't make this point, I am not privatising TAFE, I'm not going to sell TAFE. What I am going to do is ensure that TAFE is nimble, that it's more like the businesses that it's there to serve, so that it can train more young Tasmanians, more regional Tasmanians, and give them opportunity. That's what I want to see, because the opportunities are there. As I said, our single biggest challenge and our greatest opportunity at the moment is the fact that our construction sector is full. Let's ensure that what we do is use that to give more people a chance, people an opportunity.
Griff, Pete, I'll get you out on this one. Nathan and I are massive sport fans. We love our footy. As I mentioned earlier, you could have had a promising AFL career if it wasn't for those injuries.
mate, it gets better and better with you. I always thought, look, and I'll be fair, I was an inch too short and a yard too slow. But anyway.
That's because the injuries. It was the heart that you had, though, Pete. It was the heart, the ticker, mate.
The ticker, mate. It's all about what's inside.
Always you got up.
can we ask you, what do you think the odds are? Where are we with an AFL team in Tasmania? It's something that people bring up with Nathan and I when we chat in the streets. We are a footy state. We'd love to have a team down here. How's it going? And do you think it is possible?
I'm very confident that we will get an AFL side. The conversations that I've had with Gil McLaughlin, the work that was undertaken by our task force demonstrates very clearly in terms of that task force work that, one, we could afford it, two, it would be sustainable, and three, it would be competitive. And I think Tasmanians have had enough of our young people and our young footballers, both men and women, having to leave the state to actually take a step up.
Yeah.
There's an opportunity here. I'm very confident that that we can achieve this, but importantly, what I think it will do as well is that it will grow the base. What's happening with football in this state at the moment, AFL football, is that the base is contracting. We're losing young men and women from the sport. We're losing kids entering the sport. And over time, that's the the concern that I've got about the current model that we have with Hawthorn and North Melbourne, who've been good corporate citizens, no doubt at all about that. But the model hasn't grown the base. It hasn't drawn people through. And if we want a healthy society, we need more people playing sport. If we get more people playing sport and they're healthier, that takes pressure off the health system.
Yep.
But this model isn't working. So back to your question, I'm very confident that we'll achieve an AFL team. I absolutely believe that if we do, that it will provide that magnet here in the state to start drawing a much broader base for AFL football, and that we'll see more people engaged in the sport, and that'll breathe life into our existing local and regional football clubs as well.
Absolutely.
And, you know, three of us can get a beer at the footy and you can share your stories. What could have been?
Oh, God, there'd be some stories.
Oh, there'd be some stories.
Look, an inch too short and a yard too slow. Like, I've just
People, add that to your intro next time you come on the show. He's an inch too short.
I'm sure it's going to fit in there somewhere.
Premier Peter Gutwein, mate, we wish you all the best on the electoral campaign. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, bud.
Jimmy and Nate, listen, thank you very much for having me on. Look after yourselves.
Thank you very much, mate.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.